Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Okay, a great weekend of football. We have already discussed Bills Chiefs in its entirety. We will get to Bengals, Titans, Niners, Packers, Rams, Bucks later. We have in the news next. But right now, as you may have heard from that open, it is time for Stockwatch.
I'm not one of these guys that changed the rule. Yo, the rule is the way the rule is. Get a stop on defense. Don't allow them the opportunity. This is not a participation trophy. Like, this is what the rules are. Go out and win the game.
That is Jay Williams right there talking about the overtime rule discussion that's happening today because of what we saw with Chiefs Bills. Buy or sell, no matter what overtime rules there are, there will always be this discussion after a big overtime game.
I can't focus on anything because Mike has a bunch of tissue jammed in one nostril.
You have a nosebleed?
I do, yeah.
Like, I'm in the middle of Stockwatch and I look up and I just, Mike's got a tampon in there and I can't see anything else.
Too much blow, Mike?
Been hanging out with Dusty.
Absolutely, who knows?
Yes, no matter what you do. We bitched about the old ones, we'll bitch about these. You could go to the Kansas plan, we'd bitch about that. It won't matter. Whoever loses is always going to feel like they got the raw end of the deal. Now, over the course of regular season, since they've implemented this rule, the team that wins the toss wins about 52% of the time.
Is that right?
Yes. Now, in the playoffs, however...
Playoffs.
I think it's happened 11 times.
Playoffs.
And the team that has won the coin flip has won 10 of them, if I'm not mistaken. So
10 of 11?
So for whatever reason...
Wow.
Whatever reason... I'll pull it up here. Yes. Under current OT rules, there have been 11 overtime playoff games. Teams that won the OT coin toss have a record of 10-1 in those games.
Hmm.
So I don't know what it is about the playoffs. Maybe you just get much better offenses. But if you include the regular season and playoffs together, it's 52%. It's not that much. But for whatever reason, when it comes to the playoffs, it's slanted. But I just don't know if that's the reason to change everything, because you're never going to come up with something that everyone loves and that's fair and equitable.
That I agree with. It's never going to be perfect. And you're not changing everything. I just think both teams should be able to have a possession. That's it. I mean, you know, Jay Williams said, go win the game. Well, how can you do that when you never touch the ball? Like, okay, the best player, it's on their defense. But I think that the thing about it is the best player for the Bills was Josh Allen. And again, a lot of it's entertainment value.
Yeah.
The reality is the rules are the rules and the Chiefs won by the rules and that's it. And the Bills said as much after the game. But it's way more entertaining if in a game like that, in today's day and age of football, where offense is king and these quarterbacks are just so fun to watch, that's the quintessential game where, yes, of course you want to see both guys get a chance in overtime. It's not the end of the world if you don't change it, but I think you can make it more fair. Now, I saw Ross Tucker say this, if the Chiefs go down, win the toss, go down and score, But the Bills get an opportunity to go down and score as well. So you change the rule, right? They score. And then the Chiefs score again. The game's over. What did we really solve? Well, at least both teams and both defenses had a chance to stop the other. I think the biggest thing about right now in today's football is you see a lot of games where the defenses are absolutely shot.
Yeah, they're gassed.
And there is no chance that they're going to stop the other offense if you've been watching the last quarter of the game. And that's what sucks, because that's what was going on in the Chiefs-Bills game. And you knew whoever won that toss was going to win the game. I think if it's all equal, where the defenses are still holding up, it's a little bit different of a story. But I just think these are more gassed than ever, defenses.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame that it happens that way. But yes, it's never going to be perfect. And if Allen gets his shot and they go down and score, we're right back to square one. It's just that I hate it being decided on sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. That 10-1 number is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's weird when you consider the playoffs are so much different than
overall. Well, maybe, like you said, it's better offenses, but it also could be that defenses are just going harder. It's the end of the season. They're maybe more depleted, and they just, you know, they just don't hold up against great quarterbacks and great offenses like the Chiefs and Bills. So I would like to see it just so that, I think it's very simple. Just let both teams have the ball in overtime. And if they both score a touchdown, now it's sudden death. I mean, it's just not that hard. I don't know why that doesn't make it a little bit better anyway.
I'm watching it and I'm thinking, he's toe-to-toe and at times doing it better than the guy that I think many people are saying is the best quarterback in the game. Josh Allen is as good as Patrick Mahomes. He is. And what Buffalo asks him to do, because think about it, we're seeing him make some of these throws. And Scott, that oftentimes is like a play or two after, they just ask him to run quarterback sweep.
That's Tim Hasselbeck right there. He says Josh Allen is as good as Patrick Mahomes. Buy or sell that statement?
Oh,
I buy it.
If you sell it, you can also say he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I buy it. He doesn't have the accomplishments yet of Mahomes, but their team's pretty good. They may get there, so I buy it. I think he's just as good. Yeah, they're both awesome.
They really are. I'll agree with you. I think I would still choose. I think I would still take 15 over 17. They're certainly in the same category. But Allen, you know, he does provide something different with they can get involved in that plus one run game, and they both can scramble real well. I think I trust Mahomes throwing the ball maybe a little bit more, but I love the legs and that dynamic that Josh Allen brings to the table. It's probably flip a coin, but I'm still leaning towards Patrick Mahomes.
Defensive football in the NFL is awful. It is flat out awful in many respects, because I'll tell you what, there's a reason why Tom Brady is playing, or why he wants to keep playing, or why he continues to keep playing. And I'm not saying it isn't because Tom hasn't played great football his entire career, because he has. But he started off his career playing in a time when defenses actually challenged people. And I know people are going to say, well, they legislated physicality out of the game. You can't do this. BS. Okay, there's some things that they've taken away from defenses, but there's still enough tools for you to be able to play better defense than what you saw in critical moments yesterday in that game.
Okay, so I'm not going to do a buy or sell based on this. I'm really curious about your guys' thoughts. That's Lewis Riddick. He says defense is just awful across the board in the NFL right now. Your thoughts on why that is?
Well, that's kind of what it's part of what we were just talking about, right? Yeah. With all the mistakes, and it wasn't necessarily all defense. We were talking more about coaching, but that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll let you tackle it. You're the big football guy.
All right. I disagree when you say all defense is garbage. It's not true, because we've seen teams absolutely get stymied by defenses. Tennessee's defense was crushing. The Rams defense was crushing. I think when you see today's game, I will say this: good offense will beat good defense 9 out of 10 times. And that's simply because the rules are designed now to put defenses at a disadvantage at literally every turn. It's really, really hard. Yes, you can't hit quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are confident. Now with the scramble rules, you can't knock them out. That way you can't touch receivers. It's harder and harder than ever to play defense. And so, yes, you will see good offenses carve up even good defenses. With the pace of the game, I think defenses do get tired and get worn out, especially at the end of games when you're talking about two-minute drills. Rushing the quarterback is absolutely exhausting. So I agree that defense in general isn't what it was. It's never coming back. That's not the way this game is designed. But to say that all defense is bad, that is an overgeneralization. And if you have the still one great equalizer in all of football, and we saw it last year in the Super Bowl, we see it time and time again. If you can apply pressure with four, if you can rush four and get home, it is the great equalizer that will allow average teams to beat superior teams. And that's still true in today's game. So no, defense isn't all garbage.
I wonder how much of it is coming from the lower levels as well. I mean, you're in 7-on-7 now, where defense is more optional than anything else, and you get to the college game and everyone's running these super high paced, fast offenses and 60 points a game and all that kind of stuff. It's almost like guys are just growing up now with defense not really even being real.
It's about situational defense. And again, to your point there with pace and the way we're playing, look, take defensive linemen now and ask them to play 70 plays where you're having to cover screen passes and run sideline to sideline and rush the quarterback 60 times. If you wanted better defense, bigger rosters that you can rotate through fresh guys. But guys just don't have the gas tank anymore to play sideline to sideline for the number of snaps in the short amount of time that they're being asked to do it.
Yeah, simple answer. I agree with everything you said. To me, it just seems like it's obvious. I like Lewis Riddick, but when you look at the offensive numbers in the NFL now, it's clear that the game is set up rules-wise for offense.
Yes.
So, of course, you're going to get somebody looking at that and going, well, there's no defense being played. It's all relative. It's just the way the league is set up. It's harder and harder on defenses. You still see good defense. It's just, it's kind of like baseball when you see a 3-5 ERA. You used to think, well, that's not very good. Well, now it's pretty good because of the rules and the way they've changed the game. So I don't know. To me, it's kind of, I like Lewis
Riddick. Although, boy, yesterday in both games, the secondaries were just getting demolished.
Well, again,
recency bias, too, for that. He's probably watched those two games and went, nobody can cover anybody.
But, again, I think if you zoom out, you realize that's just the way the league is set up, and it's harder and harder on these guys. Although, defensive guys. Somebody said fundamental open field tackling skills are woefully diminished to my eye. I tend to agree with that. I don't know if that's actually true.
Well,
but it does seem like defenses can't wrap up the way they used to.
But because you're playing in space and guys never had to play in space like this anymore. This isn't a matter of
And you are completely having to relearn how to tackle.
Yeah, this isn't a matter of defenses just never, you know, this is a new thing. You're just asking guys now to have to play in space against elite athletes, and it's really hard to play defense in this league. A simple way. To play offense in this league, it's never been easier at every position. To play defense in this league, it's never been harder at every single position.
100%.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, they've just changed the rules.
Yes.
It's offense number one. And with that,
at every turn.
Defense doesn't look great.
Yes.
Shockingly. All right. The Stockwatch each Monday, 4:15, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Porn star news. For you.
All right.
Next on ITN. And Oregonians are purchasing a record amount of blank. That is a fill in the blank question for you.
Porn?
Possibly. Next, here's Mike.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.